Now to another story we've been closely following here at CBS News, Brittany Griner. Her lawyer in Russia says the WNBA superstar has been moved to a penal colony to begin her 9-year sentence for drug possession. Russia has hundreds of these prison camps, and life inside them is described as horrifying. Our Charlie Daggett has more.
This is not a building with cells. This looks like a strange village, like a gulag labor camp.
Former Pussy Riot band member and activist Maria Alyukhina was imprisoned in a Russian labor camp for nearly 2 years. Penal colonies were a cruel vestige of the Soviet era, remote gulags, where prisoners are held in barracks and forced to perform labor. Political prisoner Alexei Navalny likened his penal colony to a concentration camp. The worst nightmare for Griner's wife, Sherelle, who spoke with Gail King in October.
She could be moved to a labor camp. And my brain can't even fathom it.
Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport in February, accused of carrying vape cartridges containing less than a gram of cannabis oil into Russia, then convicted and sentenced to 9 years in prison. But a forced labor camp takes it to the next level, and Alyukhina says Griner may feel even more isolated than other prisoners.
I never seen anyone who doesn't speak Russian inside the system. I have no idea how she will be, what she will feel. But it's quite a tough experience, and she should not go through it alone.
It's just so egregious and so frightening. When I met with Sherelle, what Brittany Griner has was residue from the hashish oil that was less than the size of a raisin. Now, she was taking it for medical purposes. I believe she probably forgot that she had it. But to go from that to where she's going now makes no sense. Yeah.
And when
it's very frightening.
Somebody who's Russian say, look, it was the most difficult experience of my life. And you see those images of her. We know that she's being used as a political pawn.
Yeah.
You know, I hope again that the White House is paying attention. And I know that they've said to her wife
the family,
that they are.
Yeah.
But
well, that's why we have to keep talking about this story.
Yeah, that's right.
It's such a sad situation. I mean, to go from, when you're an athlete, your body, what you put in your body, what you do with your body is so tightly controlled. And now to be where she is, it's hard to watch. It really is.
And coming off the New York Post here, checking Decibel Action. There we are. And Brittany Griner will endure merciless conditions inside a Russian penal colony where rancid food, extreme isolation, and tyrannical wardens await the WNBA star. Former Russian prison inmates and their relatives and penitentiary experts have given this information to the Post. A former Marine by the name of Trevor Rowdy Reed spent nearly 1,000 days detained in Russia, was released in April in exchange for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot serving a 20-year prison sentence for conspiring to smuggle more than $100 million of cocaine into New York. Reed was accused of assaulting two Moscow police officers in August of 2019 and spent 11 months in a pretrial detention center in Moscow until a Russian court meted out a 9-year sentence in 2020. He was later shipped 350 miles away to a penal colony in the remote Russian Republic of Mordovia, where he survived 9 agonizing months until he was swapped this year. They further tell us with a quote from Trevor's father, Joey, telling the Post, "You gotta understand the labor camps in Mordovia. These are pre-Stalin-era prisons. These were literally referred to as gulags. And even though there's a federal authority for prisons, each warden has wide leeway to do whatever they want until it makes someone angry or leads to bad press." End quote. Moving forward a little bit more, we have another ex-prisoner out of Russia. And indeed, with the old trigger warnings there, they talk about the experience out there. It's coming off of CNN, and it's Pussy Riot's Nadia, Tolokonikova. Nadia Tolokonikova spent nearly 2 years in the Russian penal colony, and she describes what U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner, who has been sentenced to 9 years for drug possession, should expect, and shares the harsh conditions of colony life. Let's go ahead and get into this.
Your morning starts from a scream, подъем, бляди, which means get up, whores.
Here we are. They're showing footage of Pussy Riot in the glass box.
I think it's going to be specifically difficult for Brittany because she doesn't know Russian language and she cannot learn about the law that she has to obey in penal colony, and she cannot protect herself.
It's footage of Pussy Riot performing. They say that
the worst thing in penal colony is witnessing deaths of others around you and not being able to do anything. People die from hard physical labor and in inability to access medical treatment that they need. But you're just another prisoner, you can't do anything about it, you just have to witness this cruelty and know that something like that can happen with you as well.
The vast majority of Russian prisons are penal colonies where inmates are housed in cramped barracks.
In Russian penal colony, you wake up at 6 a.m., then you work for 16 hours a day. You sew police uniforms.
You sew police uniforms. And there's psychological torture, which is also commonplace.
They turn other prisoners against you. They will punish everyone else in a penal colony. Let's say take away their warm clothing from them. And they will tell them openly that it happened because of her. This all happened because of Brittany. Also, Brittany's queerness can be another reason why prison guards might make fun of her or ridicule her for who she is.
And the U.S. State Department has maintained that Griner is there unjustly. And she gives advice.
The most important thing right now is to minimize trauma that she will endure during this period of time. Thinking about your loved ones who wait for you and who need you, do not give up on your life. Things like finding a beautiful flower and thinking that this beautiful flower was able to grow in this terrible, terrifying conditions, in this nightmarish world, was able to keep me alive. And do not lose belief that there will be life outside of penal colony. My hope for Brittany is that she will go home as soon as possible and will endure as less trauma as possible in her scenario. I really look forward to her to reunite with her family.